Coach Tom Cerruttori now joining us outside the Beaver locker room. Tom, is there ever a three-on-three that isn't nerve-wracking?
No, it's crazy. It's hectic. It's very hectic. There's no question.
I thought play of the game, without a doubt, there was Nick Cardelli on the back check there. I didn't think there was any way they weren't getting a shot on goal.
Yeah, I mean, it was. He probably could. I don't know if he had. I don't know if he knew he had the trailer with him, but he probably could have kicked it back to the trailer. But I'm sure he didn't know it. And you know, the game's going. Again, it's like the Indy 500 sometimes, too, when you're out there.
With that rule change now of long changes in three-on-three, how does that change how you make a line change? And I don't think this is the only too many men penalty we're going to see this year.
Well, we've had that forever, though. Since we've had three-on-three, we've had the long line change, Schultze.
Why was I thinking that the five-on-five, you switched ends, and then the three-on-three is switched back to short line?
No, it wasn't. It was a long line change, too. But anyway, the guy with the puck, I mean, actually, it's a great question. You have to be strategic. And the guy with the puck is just going to have to buy time for the two guys to get off so he can get off. You know, it's just – it is. It's crazy, but you're going to have to have it, and you're going to have to – your internal clock has to take over, I guess, is what I'm getting at, Schultze.
It looked like you guys were going off for a change, and they saw you guys going off for a change, and they said, all right, well, let's try to sneak one in here as well.
Is that what happened?
It kind of looked that way.
Honestly, Schultze, I thought right away we had too many men because it was our bench. It was hectic by our bench. So I thought we had too many men. I'm going, oh, gosh. And then everybody's counting, you know, count Mankato. Yep. They had four guys out there, and they did. So I didn't even know right away myself.
All right, back to the real part of the game here. You guys haven't played with many leads. I'm sure that the shift after that goal is going to be addressed, but the game just changes so much when you got a lead. And you didn't have it for more than 18 seconds here, but you've got to score more first, don't you?
Yeah, 100%. But we hung on. We hung on. It was hectic, and we hung on. That's all we did. We got a ways to go. We got, you know, we'll get better, though. We just talked about it. We'll get better.
I thought you were much better getting the puck out of your own end there after that early timeout. And that was a really early second period timeout.
Yeah.
Were you debating not taking it?
No, I had to. With the long line change, it was just an extended shift, and we just had to take that timeout.
I mean, what was it, like 4 minutes in?
I don't know.
It was quick.
You know what? Again, you got to pin down better than me, Schultze.
Zach Driscoll looked like Zach Driscoll again tonight, didn't he?
Absolutely. He's a hell of a goalie.
All right. What's the plan here? When are guys coming back? When do you get back to work?
27th.
I'll be here before we know it.